Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Yeah, big one right here out of Canada. Dave Assman.
What?
He's on his license plate in Canada, in Saskatchewan, on his personalized license plate, he's like, hey, man, why can't I just have my last name? So he's got Assman on his license plate. Maybe it's Assman?
I think it's Assman. Or maybe it's Assman.
Well,
that's the worst superhero.
It really is.
The best, depending on what you're into.
Saskatchewan government has rejected his request to keep his license plate after complaints. He says, it's my last name. I've always had it. It's a name of German roots, and it's pronounced Osman.
He's not out there getting all the os.
He said, I'm not ashamed of it. There's nothing bad about it. Now, back in 1995, something known as Assmania, or Osmania.
It's Osmania,
was a craze when David Letterman found and interviewed a Saskatchewan gas station worker and manager by the name of Dick Assman.
Richard,
like he's holding up the newspaper. You see the picture of Dick Assman, and it says Dick meets Dave, and they're just shaking hands, and he had him on the show, and it was a big deal because Letterman and whoever, maybe Biff, found it.
I don't know. I can't understand why people named people that name. I don't know why you would name your son that name. First of all, Richard or that other name, that doesn't seem like a name for a kid.
Dick?
Right. It doesn't seem like a name for a kid.
Well, now, if it's a kid, if like the dad is Richard and the kid, he'd be Lil Dick.
For instance, you don't see any kids named George. I have a 7-year-old named George. You don't see that anymore.
Or Bartholomew.
You did back in the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Georgie.
It's a startling name.
Yeah. It's a startling name for a child, too. So
it's a part of our American tradition, though.
It turns out Dave, after doing some research, he didn't even know the guy who was on Letterman in 1995. That was his grandfather.
Oh,
so Dave Assman in this story, his grandfather was the guy who went on David Letterman and made Saskatchewan famous in 1995. And now the Saskatchewan government is coming in to hold down Dave Assman.
That's incredible.
I feel like
it's not that great of a story. You delivered it with the delivery that it was an awesome.
Oh, this is an incredible
very
story.
Very much like Skin telling that ketchup story.
Which one?
Well, think about this. What's your nickname?
Huh. When I was growing up, my name was Benji.
Yeah, but like it turned into Crime Time.
Yeah, Crime Time Rogers.
So what if Crime Time was on your truck? Crime Time was your license plate. And then the Texas government swoops in and says, no, man, you can't be Crime Time. It's too close to Dion's nickname.
Oh.
Or you have to have the certain amount of numbers.
It's because
the government can't be holding us down.
Seinfeld, there was a proctologist on Seinfeld. You wouldn't know this because you don't watch Seinfeld, KT.
No, I did. I love Seinfeld.
No, you don't. You hate it.
No, I love Seinfeld.
So a proctologist wanted that on his license plate, and so he had it on his license plate.
And then they allowed it because this is America.
They allowed it, and they talked about it on Seinfeld.
This is America.
This is America. You're allowed to do that. You go up to Canada. No. Yeah. Can't have that.
Good day, eh?
Oh, no. We're too proper with our hockey.
What is back bacon?
Huh?
It's back bacon's kind of like, what's that called?
Bacon?
Yeah, it's like bacon, but it's like the back of the pig. Back fat bacon.
We moved down to Florida, guys.
Back
We're going
bacon.
South and east from Saskatchewan.
Okay, let me think about
to
that.
To Florida.
Yeah.
There's a politician named Nancy Oakley. Now, Nancy Oakley's got a wild situation going on. Multiple complaints coming from men, which in this climate, you've been seeing multiple complaints from women.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Me Too movement is about all genders, apparently. because Nancy Oakley is in deep trouble. Nancy Oakley was a city commissioner in Florida, and she got a couple complaints from other people in that on that commission who said that she was licking their faces over guys that she had either control of or was attracted to. When they'd come in for meetings, she would lick them on the face.
Did she think they were doorbells?
good tie-in to a DFW security spot.
Okay, so how does somebody have a pretty big-time job if just every once in a while they can't control themselves from coming up and licking someone's face?
Was it controlled? She had power over them.
Yeah.
She's in charge.
But I don't understand. Incredibly weird.
It's weird, but it's like crazy power trip stuff.
It's the whole thing where someone above you can get away with things.
Yeah.
Because they own you.
That's what Me Too is all about. Who was Shippy talking about, bragging about Me Too-ing before he left on that cruise?
I didn't hear that.
What are you talking about?
It was someone under
him. He was on a rant about it.
So it says that, in the story, it says that at one meeting, she also got drunk. She was they were honoring some sister city in the Bahamas.
What?
And she got drunk and goes to the meeting, and there were two people who were working under her who were a male and a female, and she knew that they were both in relationships, and she suspected them of having an affair.
Okay.
Well, then in the meeting, she starts cussing and gets into a big fight with them. Well, that happened 5 years ago. No one says anything. She continues to rise to power, and finally, a bunch of men who have been working for her for years have gone and complained, and now there are multiple complaints, and she's like, there's enough, well, you don't even need witnesses. When everyone's saying, hey, man, I was getting licked, you know, I was getting licked on the face by this woman, the judge is like, hey, this is pretty easy right here. I really don't need any more witnesses. I don't think this is some elaborate ploy.
So licking the face is this a lawsuit, or what is this?
How attractive would the person have to be that's licking you in your face for you to be okay with it and not report it?
That's a great question.
I think
877-881-1053.
I think as long as they don't clearly have obvious signs of communicable diseases all over their mouths, I'm fine with anybody doing it.
The ethics board took a complaint, as one male wrote, she had a habit of licking men that she was attracted to or she had authority over, and we're not in and the guy said we're not interested in enduring that type of treatment ever again.
Is she smoking
from
hot?
Anyone?
No. She's smoking hot.
If she was smoking hot, they all would have hooked up with her.
I'll let you be the judge. I'll let you say that on the air.
What are you into there, Ben?
Good.
You see a look. Oh.
Oh.
Can I
Looks
see
like
that, Kevin?
Steve Buschel.
So, yes.
The great Steve
she
Buschel.
She is a very handsome woman.
Yeah.
I'm in on Buschel.
He made so many good plays at third base. He can lick my face.
You yesterday said he was going to go watch all the SMU games.
Yeah, me too.
That's right. I'm heading over there at 5:40.
So, yeah, we'll keep tracking that story. Did you guys hear about the big fish that was caught?
Porzingis?
Oh.
Sports!
Not the big fish. Not
Mike
yet.
Mike Fisher?
That's coming in the offseason and free agency.
The whale shark in
so
Atlanta?
July, when most people take the All-Star break off. We're going to be live reporting free agency news here on The Fan. Codzilla.
What?
Oh, I like
been
this.
Found a wolf fish in Fukushima, five times bigger than its normal, brethren. Okay. Five times bigger than its normal brethren because it survived the nuclear reaction from years ago.
Oh, yes.
Codzilla is alive and trying to eat you, Ben.
Oh,
look at that mouth.
Oh, my God.
Look how big that mouth is, Ben.
God, people always say that to me.
Wait, hold on. Turn that thing around again.
Okay, so
back
here's
that thing up.
Here's what I've always wondered about that. You know, when
hold on, Ben. I'm sorry. What am I looking at?
You're looking at fish Godzilla.
Head. That's a fish body.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not supposed to be that big.
I see that.
Five times the normal size of what it is. So think about if it was a larger thing. What if it was a great white shark that was swimming around the nuclear-infected waters, and then it was five times the size of a great white shark? Now you're talking about like a humpback whale-sized great white shark.
That's what Godzilla is, right? It's just an iguana. They
it's
got
a megalodon,
dog. They got near a reactor.
It's the same thing.
It's a giant iguana.
This type of fish, the wolf fish, normally stays on the ocean floor, okay?
Howling.
Lone wolf.
This one, because it got all the powers from the nuclear reactor that exploded, and it all leaked into the Pacific Ocean, it received some of that power. Began to rise,
I've got the power.
And then it emerged at the top, and everyone was going, holy cow, and it was also very aggressive. This is only the second time they've caught a wolffish like this. There was one in Siberia, and it was kind of swimming around in its own lake. It wasn't like a big in, out of the
ocean.
It
owned a lake?
Yeah, it had its own lake. It had a couple of boats.
Probably out here at the boat show, Boat Expo.
And then when people got close to try to steal the boats, like on Ozark Season 2.
Bark at him?
He started going, get away from my lake.
No, do it right. It's a wolffish.
Oh, junkyard.
Hey, man, get away from my lake.
Junkyard cod.
Oh, I like that.
That fat kid's got a great arm.
Get away from that lake.
I love the idea of a junkyard cod.
So we've got mutations happening in the Pacific Ocean. I think that's the story. Don't worry about this one codfish. It's been found. It's not going to be a problem. The wolffish, the Godzilla.
You just told us a whole story about it.
No, what I'm saying,
now forget
don't
about
worry
it.
About that one.
I can't forget about
worry
it.
Worry about the others.
I can't. Worry about like the ones they haven't caught. Like, what if there's a giant octopus down there?
That's what I'm saying.
And now
it's
huge, and now it's the Kraken.
Oh, that's going to be good eating.
Release the Kraken!
Like, how likely, I'll never see Europe or Hawaii. I won't fly over the ocean.
Because an octopus, a giant nuclear-infected octopus
the
might.
Unknown of what's down there, the plane crash into the ocean is my fear. That's the one I have. I'm not scared of much, but that's the one.
What about the plane crash into a hard ground that just kills everybody? You're not scared
about
that?
That one's fine because it just happens.
Die instantly as opposed to having your limbs eaten by giant teeth.
Yeah. I feel like I could train the fish to save me.
Going flying into the dark unknown, which I guess is kind of what our life is.
Oh, right? Metaphor time.
Right? Wow, that's but flying deep. Into the great unknown is scary to me. Flying into what I know and see, I'm more comfortable with.
I'd like to eat a gummy before you finish explaining
I'm
that.
I'm kind of like, hey, I'll do the whole Don Meredith, we had a good one thing. Yeah. We're going into the ground.
It's been a good one.
You know, going into the ocean, it's like, oh, my God, what's going to eat us?
When we go into the ocean, I'm going to casually say, boys, we're going fishing.
And, guys, it's cold outside. That is your weekday update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.